Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Beautiful dress you're wearing today, Ryan.
Thank you very much. I picked it out just especially for this wonderful episode of the podcast.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. My God.
I modeled it after kind of like what doctors wore in for plague times back when the Black Death was a thing.
It's very cute. I like the frills on it, too. It fits you very well.
Thank you.
Turn around a little bit.
Okay, hold up. Just let me... I have to pull it up a little bit if I want to move around. You know?
I see. I like it. Maybe pull it up a little bit more for me, right?
No.
It's just a joke. No, I'm okay. Just playing around.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, guys, welcome to episode 186. Of the Super Mega Cast, your favorite podcast.
That's right.
Your favorite.
Hopefully,
podcast.
Your favorite. Look, we're doing something wrong if Daily Wire is above us in terms of your watch time.
If Tiny Meat Gang is above us on the Spotify charts for one more week, I might have to do something radical,
bro.
Yeah, dude. Let's get them on here, Tiny Meat Gang.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of comments on that on my newer video. It's like, collab with TMG.
Yeah, let's collab with Tiny Meat Gang, bro.
Sorry, we can't because we have such big penises.
Yeah.
We're part of the Big Meat Gang.
Sorry.
Sorry, bros. I don't work with people that have small penises.
You know, I barely just made the dick size cap to be a part of Super Mega. I just made it over how much did I make it over by? Like about 3 meters?
Yeah, you barely made it.
Not by much. Like, yeah, it's not, just like, that's bit. Not that big.
Well, but when you come into the office, actually, we don't let people in. It's kind of like when you get on a roller coaster ride, and it's the how tall are you, but we have one that's vertical, and you have to get an erection and then stand sideways on it. And if it's under
and
a
we're
certain
not
size.
Liable to provide that erection.
Mm-mm. No, that's something I do on your own. Luckily, though, there is a little waiting room area before you're allowed access in. It's kind of like one of those buzzing systems where we have Jackson working the front desk, and the door is like a steel door, and he'll buzz you in.
We don't have the buzzer quite working yet. We just have him. We still have him press it and make the buzzer sound, but we will fix that soon.
Well, it sounds like
an actual buzzer.
Just his everyday voice kind of does the job because it already sounds like
sounds like when he's clearing his throat. Yeah.
He does that. He just clears his throat into the microphone. You're good.
Speaking of listening to hacking, you know, through the walls, you've been probably having to do that for quite a bit because you're on quarantine.
Yeah.
We're both on quarantine.
Well, Ryan's actually been living in the park, so I guess he's quarantining his tent.
I set up a tent there, yeah.
Dude, I would love to spend a week with you just living in a tent in the park.
Hey, I think I've proved to you that I could build us a fire.
You have.
I could keep us warm.
Yeah, and we've shared a tent before. It was quite warm. It's quite fun.
And you've proven that you can spot certain types of fruits and not eat the poisonous ones, as you proved from eating a non-washed, what was it?
Kumquat.
Unwashed kumquat.
Found a kumquat bush this morning. I said, Ryan, have you ever had a kumquat? And he said,
You can eat them with the skin still on.
So I pulled it and I threw it in my mouth.
You ate half of it and then I went, then I mouthed, because we were on a business call while you were doing this, I mouthed, why? You have to wash it. And then you threw the other half on the roof.
I did. I didn't. I was like, oh yeah, I probably should have washed it.
But you were, I'll let some bird enjoy it. It was good, probably.
A bird can enjoy it. Wait, speaking of birds, real quick. We have a little.
We got a buddy.
Yeah, we have a little buddy in the Super Megaplex.
Yeah.
We caught a pigeon and just set it free in the office.
No. We were just out talking outside in this little patio area that we have at the Super Megaplex. And all of a sudden, Matt goes, "What the fuck?" And I look to my right, and there's just a bird just chilling. But you can tell it's just, it was one of those moments where you could tell it was just staying still so we wouldn't notice it. So it's like one of those, it's like we're all looking at each other.
Did they notice me? It's a dove, and it's a female dove that when we first moved into our office, she was there and she had a nest.
My
and
bird
then
noises.
She left like shortly after we moved in because I guess it was out of season. But then now she just came back, so she came back to her nest. The nest has been empty all year, but now she's back.
She built that sucker up.
Yeah, it's
she brought
nice.
Some sticks.
She brought some sticks from elsewhere. And we're gonna let her. We'll give you guys updates for a while on the podcast.
We might not see her too much because you know.
Well, if she sticks around,
yeah,
and then we'll give updates on how she's. We gotta name her. Should we let the commenters name her?
Can we name her Wanda Sykes?
Wanda's a good name.
Wanda Sykes, but it has to be.
We
Wanda.
Don't have to do the Sykes part.
Why not? Why not?
All right, we'll call her Wanda Sykes.
She was in fucking what? Evan Almighty.
Who is Wanda Sykes?
Wanda Sykes? Okay, that doesn't sound like her at all.
Like...
Wanda Sykes is like, she was in an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm where like he accidentally says something that could be misconstrued as like something racist, but then she always catches him on it. She's like the sarcastic black comedian.
Yeah, okay, yeah. We'll name her Wanda Sykes. That's okay. that's her name. And I'm hoping, I'm going to be excited if she lays... there's probably eggs in there that she's just sitting on it. I'll
she
be
lays some little cyclings.
I know, dude. Little cyclings, yeah. And it's going to be, think about it, we're going to be out there just chilling because whenever we're recording, every few episodes or so, we'll take a break in this sort of like outdoor area, the little patio where Wanda is. And just wait. Soon we might start hearing little tweets. She might have some little baby doves under there.
Yeah.
She'll have to go feed them. That's cute, man. I'm excited.
So I'm just going to say fuck it. Because every week we're like, oh, when we talk about it, like, I guess it's going to be out of fashion. You know, who knows what updates. Literally every time we upload a podcast, so much has already changed and we're so far behind where the news is and where, like, consensus is.
I just got a notification on my phone, a news notification not even 30 seconds ago that says the United States becomes the first country in the world to record 100,000 cases of coronavirus.
It's because China's lying, hmm?
Probably, yeah.
That wasn't supposed to directly be like an up front, but like China hasn't had a good think of China. They haven't had a good year.
Well, China also has a pretty stellar record of covering things up.
Well, I mean, let's talk about like Hong Kong as of recent, which is the most recent thing. I mean, there's a lot of things you could judge the U.S. for too, buddy.
Well,
but you don't because we're free here.
Yeah, we got freedom.
Home of the free.
I've been, the other night I was searching a video and I stumbled upon a country song on my YouTube recommendations and I just like pulled it up. I was like, oh, what is this stupid country song?
And what stupid country was it?
Well, Afghanistan, actually. It was a song, like kind of a lesser known country song, called Letters from Home, and it's about like soldiers getting letters while they're in the Middle East from their moms, and it's just one of those classic where it's like the guy with the guitar with the black cowboy hat, but the song fucking slaps. I listened to it on the way to work today.
So it's not like one of those where it's like, and I was so lonely.
No, it is like the lyrics are so stupid, but it's a really good song. It's like, pick up my gun and get back to work.
What?
But it's a good, like, it's catchy.
That just sounds like a normal day at the Super Megaplex.
I know, pick up my gun
Gonna
and get back to work.
Pick up my gun and get back to work.
Also, in the second Animal Crossing New Horizons episode, everyone pointed out that there was a Glock on our table in the room.
Yeah, what of it?
That was not like a planned bit. We just had that sitting out for like 2 days. It's a prop gun.
When I'm holding it naked, that was a planned bit, though.
Oh, yeah, that.
In episode 8 or whatever.
Episode 8. But thank you guys for the great response on the Animal Crossing series.
Still doing well, and we're still enjoying it. We have been playing a lot on our downtime.
We started the podcast late because we were both sitting here with our Switches.
Yeah. Hey, I got all the fish I need to for March. So.
I need to. I still need to
do
that.
You need to figure out what fish are leaving at the end of March and make sure you prioritize those. I think the string fish is one of those, Matt.
When this comes out, this podcast is going to come out probably, yeah, April.
Yeah.
Beginning of April. So happy April Fool's Day.
And happy Pink Tree Day to people still playing Animal Crossing. I have a fear that, like, this was a rush, and like a month from now, people won't be playing Animal Crossing still.
Less will, but I think that this
still,
Animal Crossing,
I
want
to send
so
letters and shit to people still.
We've been sending presents back and forth.
I know.
I've been getting letters from the bog, bro.
I've been getting letters from Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that you?
Ooh. I just named my town two O's. I couldn't think of a name because for something I've been waiting for like 7 years, you'd think that I would have just like once or twice been like, what am I going to name my town? I didn't do that until the game was sitting in my hands and the menu was like, where are you heading to? I was like, fuck.
I just want
to
play. Ooh.
Yeah. So I like the way two O's look next to each other.
And then Jackson, I can't, what?
Curacao.
Curacao. Okay.
Like the liquor.
Okay.
It's also a country already. Curacao. Mm. It's where,
What is Harrison's Island called?
Harrison's is Inner Zone.
Inner Zone.
Inner Zone.
What's that a reference to?
A book called Naked Lunch. That's his favorite book. So he says he always named his town Inner Zone.
Ah.
Always.
I was about to wonder if like what like 30s French film is that?
What, like French New Wave cinema?
He showed us a movie last night. I think he seemed kind of disappointed because we were taking the shit.
I got
out
that
of
vibe. Well, we weren't even taking the shit out, but we were just joking so much and like talking so much during the movie. We were probably being annoying. Cause, like, he showed us Miami Vice, and it's like his favorite movie ever, and he was so excited to show us. And then we all just kind of like talked the whole time. So I feel bad, but
yeah, but like also we're not being too social. So when we're together, we just want to talk and not.
I just want to rub Ryan's thighs and crack jokes with him.
But like, I mean, it's an entertaining movie, I will say. And, like, of course, Harrison can come back with, well, you were on your phone sometimes and talking. You weren't paying attention. That's why I'm not counting the fact that I've actually seen it. Like, I didn't record it in my, Letterboxd diary. Yeah.
And your little girl's, your little pink flower diary.
My little girl film
pussy
diary. Hey, I'm even pussies need a diary.
There's nothing wrong with having a diary.
No.
I keep a diary from time to time.
It's the Letterboxd diary. It's the thing where you can keep track of the movies you've seen. I didn't count it on that, but like, from what I saw, it's just kind of like, I just found it very funny, like very goofy funny, like very like the sex scenes were like eye rolling and
eye rolling in a good way, like rolling back in my
yeah,
head.
Yeah, because I'm coming so hard. Yeah.
Sex scenes were... It's Jamie Foxx.
The soundtrack was bumping, dude.
Oh my God. That's the shower
the first
sex
song
scene
of the movie, dude.
Oh my God. The movie
abruptly starts.
I've never seen a movie start like that, and I actually really like that. The movie just straight up, boom, starts with that remix of the Linkin of Numb, where it's like, how's the remix go? Do, 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 do. It's like one of those like club remixes. Do, 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 do. Yeah. Yeah.
I did like the opening, but there came a point where I was just watching it and I'm like, oh, this is a movie where kind of it's a trope movie. It's a movie that helped build a trope that now we see as a trope. You know?
Well, yeah.
There's a lot of that in this movie.
It's
Jamie Foxx is always Jamie Foxx always plays a character usually that's like very like alpha male-y and like very just kind of cocky. And it's like, okay, Jamie.
Well, I mean, that's probably how he is in real life, man. I wouldn't.
No,
I
bet.
Fuck with Jamie.
No, that's
Foxx.
My problem is the fact that like, it's kind of like Seth Rogen. They only play themselves, which is fine.
Actually, Ryan, have you ever seen the Jamie Foxx show? He
well, Jamie
play
Foxx
that character.
Jamie Foxx does have like, he has range for his acting.
I like Jamie Foxx a lot.
And there's certain times where like the cockiness works to his advantage. I think that's specifically why Tarantino casted him for Django. Is he like was the vibe that he gives off? Because he
funny
does have like a very kind of classical, smooth vibe to him. Hey, he's also in the new Jazz.
You want
to
see?
He's just smooth. He's a smooth talker.
Guess his real name. Of course, his name isn't Jamie Foxx.
Of course, it's Benedict Jeter.
Close. Eric Marlin Bishop.
Okay.
So Eric Bishop is his real name. Damn, there's so many, like, how many celebrities, like Leonardo DiCaprio, that's not his.
No, that's not his real name.
Is it?
It's not. It's a stage-ish
name. His real name.
I thought he's talked about how they chose that.
Leonardo Wilhelm DiCaprio.
Oh, damn. Then I guess we just proved something that a lot of people might think that that's his
God. He's hot, his dude.
Fake name.
We did see some people commenting.
What's with the ads?
Yeah, that ads seem a little different. Basically, we have a new partnership with Studio 71, like we said, for a year where they're going to be delivering us ads to do. But part of our partnership is I think they're testing something new with Spotify and Apple Music where the actual platform itself, like Spotify, will begin to insert ads here and there in our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But we still will have the regular ad reads coming back eventually.
Don't worry, guys.
Don't worry, guys. The ad reads are coming back. No, but I saw people were bummed that they're like, oh, are they not doing their own anymore? We're still doing our own. Spotify and Apple
Just
Music.
In the time when we're getting things worked up, this is what they have set up.
Yeah.
And this is what they're also testing out.
It might be permanent. This is more of like a thing that's not on our end, but on the actual like technical side of Spotify and Apple Music. But through the partnership, it's massively helping us stay afloat as a business alongside Patreon. Thank all of you. Give yourself a pat on the back if you're a patron.
I'm not a patron, but I'm giving myself.
Technically,
a pat.
We are. I mean, we can view the Patreon. So
hey,
I guess
we make content for the Patreon.
Yeah. So,
I mean, content's still coming out for the Patreon. It's just a little less. There's actually one. I'm excited because Matt lost an Odds Are, and it's a really good one.
Yeah.
So yesterday we were while we were watching Miami Vice. I had the idea. I asked Matt, you know, what are the odds you have to watch a 3-movie marathon where I get to choose the movies? And he looked at me with his Matthew grin. You know the one I'm talking about. It's the one at the start of his newest music video. Go check that out on his YouTube channel and Twitter. It's within like the first, I think, 5 seconds. It's like he's saying, you're saying like, yeah, yeah. And then you pop out that smile. Yeah, that classic Watson smile.
Well, it's only from one side of my mouth because of the palsy I have.
But we don't need to talk about that. Yeah. That's just embarrassing for the company. But so he gave me that grin and he went, two.
Two!
Two.
I threw a two at him.
You went, two. And I went, okay. Because twos are always fun. Because twos is like, okay, it's serious. Something is happening.
Either Ryan's going to have to do it.
I love twos because it is happening.
It's happening, yeah.
But whether it's to me or you was the mystery.
You got to use it on the right ones. And I think that was a good one for two.
And we counted down and we both said the same number. So that meant Matt, unfortunately, now has to watch 3 movies. I have to the end of today to kind of form my list. And give it to him, and then at some point within a week after I give him the list, you have to do the marathon.
Got to marathon them all, back to back.
Very similar to when I lost a bet to Justin to watch Igor.
Classic movie.
Yeah.
I've told the story before how I saw that in theaters with my 7th grade math teacher.
It's an awful movie, man.
It's bad, dude. It's
a
really
fucking terrible
movie. I remember even in 7th grade thinking that movie sucked balls.
In the video I made, I made it a point. You know when he's going, evil, you're evil. Evil. Look at my mouth when I say evil. Evil.
Yeah.
Evil. His mouth is like, it only moves once. And it's like, come on. Come on.
Dude.
I looked up movies that came out around that time. And it's like, no. Y'all were cheaping it out.
No,
y'all
that's the thing.
Cheap.
Just like the movie Hoodwinked. Remember the movie
yep.
Hoodwinked for like the animation?
Oh, I kind of liked Hoodwinked when I was small.
No, I loved Hoodwinked.
I doubt I'd like it today. We'll
I liked the movie, but the animation was god awful in that movie. It looks horrible. Like I remember even when it came out, I was like, this looks bad.
Guess what I saw for the first time and that I loved?
Sorry, I didn't know Exhibit played the Grizzly Bear and Hoodwinks.
And I promise that Exhibit is not in the movie that I'm talking about. But guess what movie you've been wanting me to see I finally saw and I loved?
I saw it on your Letterboxd.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Do you check my Letterboxd?
Well, we'll just be at dinner and we'll be like, what's Ryan been watching? We'll go through. But you finally saw.
Y'all make fun of my reviews too?
No, we don't make fun of your fucking reviews.
But I'm honored to know that you guys keep up with my Letterboxd.
Of course.
That feels nice.
I'm genuinely curious. I'm like, I wonder what.
As long as it's. I feel good if you're generally interested.
No,
I am. But if you're looking for a goof and a laugh.
I'm not looking for a goof.
Then my feelings are
How
hurt.
Am I going to look for a goof in what movies you've watched?
I don't know. I'm insecure sometimes.
Nah, dude.
I'm just a boy.
I'm just a boy with opinions
on film.
I like looking at your Letterboxd and I like seeing movies that I've seen as well. And I'm seeing like how do we differ on that?
But Fargo was the movie I finally saw.
Yes.
So fucking good. It makes me want to watch the show because the show has a lot of good, like, big people in it.
Bob Odenkirk's in it.
Bob Odenkirk. It has our favorite actor. What's his name? Billy Bob Thornton.
I haven't seen the show. My mom watched it and said it was really good. I love the fucking movie, though. The Fargo is one of, like, Fargo is my, favorite Coen Brothers movie.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I could say it's definitely up there. I want to watch No Country for Old Men again, because I remember really liking that when it came out. And not when it came out, but when I saw it.
Oh, shit. I don't think I've seen that.
It's really good.
I know. I haven't seen No Country for Old Men. You know what? Coen Brothers movie is very underrated.
Don't say Hail Caesar.
No.
Because
I did not
like Hail Caesar.
A Serious Man.
Haven't seen that.
I really liked it.
Is that with Matt Damon?
No, it's...
No, I'm thinking... What's the movie with... I'm thinking of Suburbicon or whatever that movie was.
Yeah, Suburbicon. It's not... Was that Coen Brothers?
I think it was like maybe... I think that was a... I don't know who that was by. Some George Clooney project maybe. I don't know.
Well,
I haven't seen it, so I haven't looked it up, so I wouldn't know too much.
A Serious Man, it's the one where he's standing on the roof on the cover.
Okay.
That guy?
Yeah. Who's the main actor?
Forgot his name. He plays the dad in the actor plays the dad in Call Me by Your Name. Beautiful bodies, daring us to reach out and touch.
Look away from the screen, especially when he bit into the fucking fruit with old cum in it. I was like, come on.
Oh, that part, it's a little nasty.
Like,
I had to look away anytime two men kissed in that movie.
That was like, for me, it's like if a girl discharges a yeast infection into like a cantaloupe, I'm not gonna go, hey baby.
Well, to each his own, Ryan.
And I get that cum's different than a yeast. But it was aged cum. It, like, aged the night, so you know it was crusty. It wasn't, like, still goopy,
I don't
right?
I think it was the night. I think it was a couple hours.
How fast? Yeah, but was the cum supposed to stay, like,
shelf
soft?
Life of cum and when exposed to air?
Not good. It's not good.
No, it's probably... I've never, like, left cum out to see what happened. We should do a little science.
Also, the
experiment.
Thought of cum in my mouth. I've never tasted my own cum.
Think about it.
For me, it's like yolk.
It's essentially the same shit, right?
Like, yeah. Is it? Does it have a yolk?
Well, I mean, it's like, it's protein.
For those who have had cum in their mouth, in the comment section, without using the word cum because of ads and it's YouTube, I don't know. I'm just being careful. Would you say it's a, what consistency is cum? To all my fellas out there.
Fellas. Shooting in your own mouth.
Yeah, tell us what the consistency of cum is.
Hey, Mom, I know you're listening.
Do you swallow it right away? Do you savor the consistency by swishing it around? Like, is it like a fine wine to some people?
I gotta say, maybe this is too personal, but there is...
Don't talk about your cum.
I'm not talking about my cum, no.
Okay.
I'm talking about if there's one type of pornography that really grosses me out. It's the person opens their mouth and it's just full of cum. Yeah,
they're
just
like gargling
like,
cum.
No, I don't
like
no.
With
that's gross.
They're like making it go through their teeth and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, stop it. I don't want to see that. I mean, if that's your thing, more power to you. But for me, that's a little.
Choo choo! Here comes the train. That's what I do with my penis. That's what my dad did when I was at a young age with his penis.
Okay.
Choo-choo, here comes the train. Eat up. Gotta be big and strong. Get your protein. I'm kidding. I love my dad.
You're accusing your father of pedophilia on the podcast.
No, I'm his son. It doesn't count.
There's rules about
that. We're related.
It's
not weird.
It can either be incest or pedophilia. It's one or the other. You can't have both.
Choose.
So
you're being selfish.
Yeah. But dude, come on.
I'm sorry. I don't know why.
Let's do a science fair, like... trifold thing.
I miss science
where
fairs.
We leave, like,
do you remember the vibe of a science fair?
Yeah, she was awesome.
My shit was never great, but
I
seeing other kids' shit.
I was never part of one. My school never had one.
Really? Mm-hmm. I had there was one I went to where a kid's project was how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. It was in elementary school and they had a big board and chart and they actually did I think they did 10. It was a case study because you have to do several and they found the median of how many licks it would take. It was hundreds, of course, but
I was about to say, like, if they didn't do like a ton of research, I'm like, what a
just
cheap
fun little
project.
I remember in first grade one of our projects, it wasn't like a science fair or anything, but we had to make traps for leprechauns.
Dude, I did that too.
Yeah,
I used like styrofoam cups and like
and
string
then
and
you'll leave the classroom, you go do something. Mm-hmm. Like some, I think there's some St. Patrick's Day probably thing in the gymnasium or whatever. And then we go back to the room and all of a sudden there's like green piss in the toilet. and glit and like green glitter,
green piss in the toilet.
Yeah, because the thing was the leprechaun would pee in the toilet, and they put green like food dye in the toilet bowl to make us think that the
kids look. There's green piss in the toilet.
Whoa! If we drink it, is it good luck,
dude? I remember, I was a kid and. It was St. Patrick's Day, and I made a leprechaun trap the night before, and I set it out.
I'm picturing this now. Wait, hold on. Like a little dream sequence.
Yeah,
backwards.
Yeah.
So I'm picturing Kid Matt now. Continue.
There's like a little white cloud around the edges of this memory.
Yeah.
So I made a leprechaun trap, and I left it in my kitchen overnight, because back then I was all into like Easter Bunny, leprechauns.
Yeah, did you leave the kitchen? Did you dab your way out of the kitchen?
I did,
floss
yes.
your way out of the
I
kitchen?
I flossed right out of there because I was a young lad. And I wake up the next morning to get ready for school, and my mom goes, Matthew, looks like someone visited last night. And I, to this day, I don't know how the fuck my parents pulled this off. There were legitimate, like, baby footprints.
No way.
It dipped in green paint. But they were, like, a real kid's footprint. They weren't, like, painted on. Like it was, like, an actual kid's, like, baby footprints. And I was like, where did you get, like, I went to bed pretty late. When did you guys bring a baby in here since like last night? And they're like, we didn't know it was the leprechaun. And I still to this day, I have no idea what baby my parents got to dip their feet in like green paint and then walk around the house.
I'd like to imagine just like your parents adopting a kid for a day so they could do this and then just throwing it back.
The kid's like, I finally have a mom and dad. It's like, well. Yeah, go back.
Let's do an arts and crafts project to get to know one another.
It's finally, I've always wanted parents to do arts and crafts with.
But so leprechauns are tricky little devils.
Yeah, we know one. Sean McLaughlin?
Yeah.
Sean McLaughlin.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you. Sean's a sweet little man. I say little because he is little.
He is a tiny man.
What? How tall is he? Like 5'8"? 5'2"?
I mean, he's fit, but he's still a little man, you know?
Yeah,
I look at him and he's a little man.
Yeah,
he'll always be a little man. There's nothing wrong with being a little man.
No, not at all.
I'm a big boy. Ain't nothing wrong with being a big boy either.
Here's the thing,
except
Ryan.
For the fact that I don't have a realistic interpretation of what I actually look like. I feel from how my friends react to me, of how I comment on my weight and shit.
Ryan can't see how damn sexy his ass is. I told you, you look fucking great in that dress, by the way.
Thank you.
It fits you fantastically. Stop being so self-conscious.
I was nervous about it.
Well, yeah, it looks good. And I actually was saving. I saw when you walked in the office this morning, I saw that look in your eyes because I didn't say anything. And I saw you were like, oh, he's not even going to comment on my dress. I was saving it for the podcast.
And I was, to be honest, I was a bit taken aback because, you know, I'm wearing a dress. I don't wear a dress often. You know, it has to be a special occasion for me to bring a dress and wear it to the office. Especially under quarantine. Like, think about how, the trouble I went through to get this
more
dress.
Fabric and collect more germs,
When my friend Matt didn't comment on anything, you looked and said, hi, I could see that your eyes darted down.
Oh,
so
I
started to think that you didn't like the dress.
No, I love the dress.
But now to hear it on the podcast, like, I'm glad you saved it because it meant that much more. And I don't know. It makes me feel good.
That's what I'm here for, man. I just want to make you feel good.
The moment this dress comes off, though, the demons come back. The demons.
I see demons.
The self-confidence demons.
Demons. Well, keep the dress on as long as you fucking need to, buddy.
Thanks,
never
man.
Take it. It becomes like a compulsion. You have to keep the dress on. The dress stays on. I think it was a Sekiro or Resident Evil where Tucker came in.
Tucker's wearing a skirt or a dress or something. Just are we going to talk about the dress?
Just a little like fucking prank we did on Tucker where it's because Tucker will never know we did that joke, but it's just
exactly.
Like Tucker comes in, says hey, and he leaves, and it's like, are you going to mention the skirt or am I?
No, let's just...
And then we just move on. I remember we had a pause. We were laughing so hard after that.
I'm glad that Justin put your Pickle Rick idea in.
Yes, he did. I was so happy about that because in one of the Animal Crossing episodes in the museum, there's like a thing that looks like a pickle like that we just passed for a second. And I was like, all right, Justin, put a Pickle Rick face on that. But cut out when I'm asking you this. I just want to see if anyone notices. Right
they
away,
did.
People
they
are like,
noticed.
Justin put Pickle Rick in the episode. I'm like, damn, they're fast.
And people noticed because in one of the episodes where we take a screenshot, because we do it a lot, I hid something in one of the things. I can't remember what episode that was. It might have been like two or four. One
but
of those.
I think it was four. But type of edit? Like, subtle edit, because then it's like maybe years later, just the one person that sees it and it makes them smile. I love that. It's like, dude, they're like, ooh.
I don't even know what episode it's in. There's still one edit to this day that nobody has found in a Game Grumps episode. And I know what series it's in. I just don't know what episode it's in. It's a Paper Mario episode.
Oh, and good luck finding that.
I hid a GIF of Tim Allen like behind bars or behind a window somewhere. Not a GIF, sorry, a PNG.
Oh, you showed me that when you did it.
Way back when, and like no one noticed it. No one like commented on it. So like, I don't even know where that is. And that's just
like 152.
And it's nice to know, like I'm very confident no one will ever find that Tim Allen.
There's edits I've put in Super Mega episodes as well as Game Grumps episodes that no one's found anything yet. There's actually in one of our live action videos, I hid a little Easter egg that no one's ever found. Actually, it's in one of the Japan vlogs. I hid something.
There's Easter eggs. I used to hide in old videos, probably like Syndigo videos.
I love
that Daniel and I did, but they were not nice.
Are they still there?
Maybe.
Penises?
No.
Do you remember what I did to Tucker's desktop wallpaper?
Yes.
Tucker, you still have the desktop wallpaper I chose for you. Let's talk about both these things.
Okay. Tucker, so you brought up Tucker first.
Tucker has like a really nice, beautiful photograph he took as his wallpaper on his computer of like a mountain range. And one day when he wasn't at work, I went in and like very masterfully hid several erect penises in like... One was up in the clouds, so I made it look like it was part of the cloud formation. One was like among the trees. One was like on a mountainside.
The trees one is the one I remember the most.
Because you can't tell. I didn't just throw a picture of a penis. I tried to. Are you coughing?
Yeah.
I just tried to make it like actually look like when you notice it, you're like, oh my God, there's a penis right there. But I tried to blend it in really well.
It was good.
He never noticed. I had to show him eventually. And it still is wallpaper. I saw him recently at the Game Grumps office.
Really? I haven't been to the Game Grumps office yet.
I've been once.
I don't think many people are there right now.
No, I don't think anyone's there right now.
The thing. The COVID-19 thing. But then your wallpaper, which I changed like a month ago?
Yeah, at least a month ago. It's a beautiful, high-quality image of a man pleasuring himself and ejaculating upon his chest. With his bro right by his side, onlooking with such wonder and amazement.
But the cum is like he's shooting mid-frame.
It's mid-shoot. Yeah.
There's like a glob of cum mid-air.
And also the picture, like
for the photography on that's perfect.
No, it's a good picture. But the thing is, like, you can only see the tip of his penis coming through his hand, and it looks like a baby penis. It's like for some reason, the head looks so small compared to his hand. And I think it's just because he has
big hands.
Yeah, and also just because you're only seeing the tip of the tip. So it just looks like he's holding a really small penis. But it's his friend has that look where he's like, whoa, what's that? I've never seen that before. That's good. But I after Ryan changed that in my wallpaper, I left it. I'm keeping it. I can't wait for someone a robber to break into the office and just walk into the workroom and just be like, all right, you know, I won't steal from these guys.
Not as much from these guys as I was going to.
Or he won't steal my computer because he's scared of it making him gay.
True.
He's like, so then I get to keep mine. Yeah. I got to drain the main vein.
Right now?
Right now.
Okay. We can take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Take a small little break.
I think this is where one of those ads on Spotify and Apple Music would go.
No, really?
Yeah, maybe.
Not in the middle of me talking if it potentially goes there.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
I can't wait for Animal Crossing to be played on my home screen.
You know what I don't know if you've noticed the same thing. Sorry, we're bringing it in with Animal Crossing talk, ladies and gentlemen. But at least for me personally, I tend to miss fish usually only when I'm using the Pro Controller. If I'm using the Joy-Cons, like, attached to the Switch, I never miss catching a fish, ever.
He never misses. Dang.
I think it's because of, like, the... I already got the achievement where it's, you know, where it's, like, catch 100 fish in a row without missing, you know.
Yo, you got that?
Yeah, I got that the day after the game came out.
How many Nook Miles was that?
It was, like, 1,000, 2,000 or some shit.
Damn.
Like that. Because it's three levels. I think it was, like, 300, 500, 1,000, maybe something like that. I don't know.
I want to get that. That sounds awesome.
I just like the Nook Miles.
I wasn't even going for it. I just fished. I've already fished all the fish I can get right now
for this current season.
Yeah.
Well, once it's April, you'll get some new fish.
I caught the Ranchu. Is that how you pronounce it? Ranchu goldfish.
I don't know.
The one with the puffy face.
You got you. You've just like blown way past me in terms of like collecting. How many fossils do you have?
I don't know. I'd have to check. I don't think I have a. You have a full fossil right now. I don't. By the way, I found out you can make the fossils move.
What?
Like, I put one down, and it was the Triceratops skull, and then I clicked on it like it was an item, and the head moved up. And
oh, so you can, like, change the pose?
I think so.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
That's cool.
At least maybe just the head. I don't know if it's the whole body.
That's really fucking cool, man. I'm excited, because after this podcast, we're going to go record some more Animal Crossing. Because we are on that Animal Crossing kick right now.
Just addicted.
I am so addicted. It's such a good game. And we're currently doing this kind of work schedule where we come in like one to two times
most?
A week to try to quarantine ourselves to the fullest capability, but come in and just record and record and record.
And it's just us two at the office, so.
Yeah, so we're trying to, we're going to be recording some more Animal Crossing today.
I limit contact outside of that, just... You know.
Oh yeah.
Just because, like,
I've been wearing my mask. Been wearing my
gloves.
There
are too many variables. I mean, right now there are still too many variables. Just because, you have a house with, like, one of the people is gone. Carson's not there right now.
Carson's trapped in the good old SC.
Yeah.
Little bitch.
He's gonna bring it back.
I hope not.
He's been hanging out with someone who had it or something.
Whose mom
had it.
Allegedly had it, but she didn't get tested. Tests weren't available, so she could just been sick. Cause he didn't get it. He didn't get sick yet, and he would have already gotten it by now. Luckily,
also could be asymptomatic. You never know.
We could have it right now, man.
Yeah, there are masks here at the office, right? I need to take some home. Jackson said there were.
I don't know if there are. There should be.
If he lied to me,
I have just a reusable mask I've been using. But. Those not a lot of masks work, it seems. You gotta have like the special N95 type, but
it doesn't matter. I feel like
it helps.
Any so like even a bandana or a scarf, you know, anything will help.
Just to keep,
not to the fullest extent, but like it's just one of those things where you just want to be as careful as you can be.
I saw a great animated graph that explained why staying home.
Was it the one infects three, then those three infect
yeah.
the other three?
I mean, it shows that. I mean, it shows what would happen if just one of the people had stayed home.
Yeah.
And how big of a difference it makes. It's scary, though, because, you know, America is the biggest country in terms of numbers right now.
We're also
that sounded like a Donald Trump statement. America's the biggest country in the terms of numbers.
We're also a very unique case in the fact that, you know, I'm not saying states' rights, but in terms of each state. In of itself is handling things differently. So when you look at U.S. numbers as a whole, they're going to be very strange. Because right now New York is going through it. They I don't think they've peaked yet.
No, I don't think the peak has happened yet for sure.
And the peak,
it's close, I think. But
yeah,
maybe it's not even close.
We don't know. Nobody knows.
They got to
really.
Wait day by day and watch. The whole world shut down though. It's crazy, man. This is so, this is what this year is going to be remembered for.
Oh, 100%.
Is that 2020 is going to be like, oh, that was the coronavirus.
But there's a lot of things that are going to come out of it. There's going to be a lot of people who are forced to kind of like change the way you do things. If this affects the economy as much as people are fearing, then I feel like there's a lot of room for new things, like for fashion to change, for the way gaming, gaming could change in terms of how it's delivered. You're already seeing movies change. How now a lot of people are offering movies that would be in theaters for $20, you know, at home. I think Onward's one of them.
Onward. They already put it.
They've released movies early, like Frozen 2 is another. I just know Disney's advertised, of course, because it's Disney. They advertise kind of like what they're doing, hardcore. But a lot of movies are put on hold of filming. So
yeah, this is going to shape. So I think it just changed everything when this virus hit. It just changed everything, because everything, like, human history is going to be different now because of it, I think.
I feel like fashion's going to be interesting, because nobody can, like, go out and, like, get a haircut and really kind of buy as much clothing where they, you know, a lot of places are shut down and closed because they're not deemed as non-essential businesses.
It's time to grow that hair out, boys.
So I really feel like this is going to create a wave of something.
That's interesting. Yeah, how it will, like, slightly affect fashion, and music.
Like, I'm not saying, like, I'm excited for this huge impact on the economy, but, like, I'm interested to see kind of when you look, like, we can now look back at 9/11 era and be like, that was the 9/11 era. Like, we're still post 9/11, but I don't think you would categorize America as post 9/11 America anymore. You and I lived through that period for a good bit of our lives, but we're past that. But now it's going to be kind of like this new era, this new kind of thing that is going to create a lot of paranoia, I feel like, also in the younger generation.
A lot of paranoia.
Could you imagine if you were a kid not going to school and, like, not being able to, like go out and see your friends and shit that much?
Badass. Yeah, I think things were going a certain way, like, with how just kind of everything's evolving, mm-hmm. in terms of, like, pop culture and stuff. And then something comes around and just completely, like, makes it take a different turn.
And now we're
going on that path. Yeah, global. Like, yeah, this is the first, like, thing I've seen in my lifetime that's not, like, a country or multi-country issue, but it's, like, a global issue. When's the last time you can remember where there was something that was, like, an actual global issue like this, where it affects everyone on Earth, not just, like, Americans or not just, you know, South Koreans?
I can't remember anything personally.
I mean, there's been other pandemics before, but nothing like this.
Yes.
It's just I know someone that's in the ICU right now.
Really?
Because of it. Yeah.
Do they have like an underlying condition?
Nope.
Or is it their age? Or
they're in their mid-50s, perfectly healthy. Now they're in the ICU on a ventilator. Scary. See, it seems like it's almost like person to person. Like, because I've seen cases where a lot of people that seem like fully healthy with no underlying conditions suddenly just end up in the ICU.
Isn't a lot. This is just what I've heard. I don't want to spread rumors, but I heard depending on blood type is a big thing too.
Mm.
Like, you would rather want to be O instead of, like, A.
O is the magical blood type.
Yeah.
It's because I think if you're O, you can give and receive, like, any type of blood.
Mm-hmm.
Where, but yeah, blood types are interesting. Like, what happens if I can inject it with a blood type that's, like, not, I don't know why it's not on our driver's licenses or something. Because, like, what if you need a sudden, like, emergency blood transfusion? They don't know what type to give you.
I feel like it's pretty easy to test for blood type.
Yeah, they could probably figure that out
in
seconds, but
yeah.
In a lot of, like, Asian countries, that's a big thing.
All they do is look at your driver's and be like, no, we can cut him up. He's dead. Throw his organs up.
Are you a donor?
Yeah.
I'm a donor, too.
Of course.
I don't need these things once I'm gone.
No, all I need to be remembered by is an urn and some ashes,
Same.
Would feel.
Give my usefuls to a kid that needs them. You can give my huge cock to some dude that needs a cock transplant.
Yeah, and create one of those, you know, YouTube videos where it's like, where the mother gets to go look at, like, this dude's cock, where it's like, oh, that's a part of my boy.
My mom gets to go see this, like, it's just some, like, fat incel.
I could see, like, The Onion doing a video like that, or Clickhole doing a video like that, where it's just kind of like, it's like, yeah, okay. He, like, pulls down his pants, and he's like, are you ready?
This cock. This cock.
But they would actually, I would want the whoever made that video to commit and there be an actual cock.
And show the actual cock, yeah.
I could produce it.
Yeah.
Couldn't star in it.
I don't want my cock to be shown in it, but did you see the news about Clickhole?
No.
Cards Against Humanity bought Clickhole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting. A part of me is worried because Cards Against Humanity, like, while their company has proven to, like, I think be okay, if anything, it's proven itself to be a good company in terms of marketing, similar to Pornhub. They will take current events and kind of put a spin on it, you know, troll a company I don't know. I just feel like they have that vibe that Pornhub has when it comes to advertising.
Kind of like cocky.
Cocky, but also helpful.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a part of Cards Against Humanity that's, you know, kind of cringe. Cringy.
Bro.
It's a fun game to play, but like...
Did you just post cringe?
I don't know if...
Clickhole was such a good... Their sense of humor was just so beautiful, and I'm hoping that Cards Against Humanity's... Cards Against Humanity. I hope that they can continue it in the same direction it has been going for years and not change it. It doesn't. Clickhole does not need to be changed because Clickhole is
beautiful,
funny. I think older Clickhole is the funniest because some of the newer ones aren't as funny to me. But I think there's still so many gems in there frequently.
I love the older ones movie reviews.
I haven't seen the Onion's movie reviews.
They're so good.
I've seen Clickhole's video game reviews, though, that are just, or like their video game essays that are just so, just missing the mark and so funny. Like there's one about Crash Bandicoot, and it's like, this game is about like a war veteran who struggles with PTSD.
Oh, yeah.
And they just like get the whole story of the game completely wrong, and it's so funny. Because the Donkey Kong one is about this game features a deaf female protagonist. Like, it's so good. I love Clickhole.
But we'll see. I mean, it's going to show up on our feeds, so.
Yeah, we shall. See, we shall. And my mom also, update from the last podcast, my mom...
It's hella thick.
My mom said... She said, gosh, dang it,
Matthew. She bounces around the room like a Roomba.
She said, if you keep posting pictures of my text messages or my phone calls, I will kill you. So my mom doesn't like me posting things that invade her privacy for some reason.
did you upload the Patreon thing, though?
I did, yeah. My favorite thing is when Don made last week's thumbnail.
He didn't censor the picture enough.
Yeah.
You could still see, like, the cum and shit.
So, the picture of Drake sucking cock, Don put it... We told Don... I said, Don, draw Drake holding up a picture that's censored. Like do it... I figured he would just, like, make it look censored, like a fake picture. He puts the real picture of the dude sucking cock with cum on his face in the thumbnail and then pixelates it...
It seems
just a little bit.
It seems like it's 200 by 200.
Yeah, so then when you see the thumbnail small, it doesn't even look pixelated. It's just like, oh, that's a dude sucking cock with cum on his face in the thumbnail. Yep. So I had to go back in after the fact and like pixelate it way more because I was like, Don, we can't put a picture of a dude sucking cock on. Because
you sent a picture of a dude sucking cock with cum on his face to your mom.
And what about it?
She didn't like it.
Well, you don't know that.
She
told me not to post these texts, but maybe I can read them. She goes, and you didn't need to tell me that was Drake's son. I know who Drake is. And I was like,
trying to prove to you that she's not a boomer?
She was like, yeah.
Didn't your mom get mad at you for you calling her a boomer joking?
It's Thanksgiving weekend. And my mom was at my place visiting and she said something and I was like, okay, boomer. And she just went off on me. She was like, I do not appreciate that. I don't like that at all. That's. And she got
really
upset.
Whatever you say, boomer.
And then the next day we were out at, and I was at a bar with my mom, and she said something else, and I was so tempted because it was the perfect time for me to be like, okay, boomer. But I know if I did that, she would have lost her shit in public and just probably like reached across the table and slapped me in front of my friends.
Your mom's very physically aggressive.
Yeah, she... Stop with the fucking eyes you're giving me. I see that. I see you're trying to bait a response out of me with that.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. I can hear in your voice.
I was just saying.
Get your sock away from the candle, dude. You're going to light.
It warms my foot up.
Do you know how fast a sock catches on fire?
Not that fast.
Yeah, dude, socks. You want to prove it?
Yeah.
Watch, I'll get a lighter and I'll just flick it against your sock and it'll go. It's actually really satisfying.
Well, don't do that.
Wow, I don't want to promote people doing that.
Yeah.
Someone's going to burn their house down doing that.
Baby, I love your ways every day.
I want to be with you night and day. I just want to play Animal Crossing, bro, so bad.
Yeah, me too.
I gotta stop saying bro. I've been saying bro too much. It's like stuck in my vocabulary now.
Why?
Twitter, I think.
I say man a lot. Well, I don't say it. I text it. Like, I always feel like it's more personable.
I do too. I'm
like, okay, man. Like, hey man. What's up, man?
Hey, man, what's up?
Or like ending it with a ha-ha. You know?
I do this.
It's like, remember, this is a lighthearted text.
I do that with LMAO. I always put LMAO.
Maybe I should start doing LMAO instead of haha.
I think LMAO makes it read funnier. I think LMAO is a good...
But I don't know if it reads as like more sarcastic, and I don't know if that could get me in trouble.
Dude, is that how you read my messages?
No, because I know how you... I know you. I know how you talk. I know what kind of goof you are.
Yeah, LMAO can come off as kind of sarcastic.
LMAO.
I wish we gotta start saying LMAO in real life. LMAO. Oh, hey LMAO.
You and I should do a movie like what was it called? The Pixels, except it's when memes come to real life.
Ryan, every now and then you have a $1 million idea, and let me tell you what, that was one of them. That has to be our first feature length movie.
We already have a lot of... I want to make like a short movie with you, my man.
We were talking last night about it.
We were, because there's a lot of
funny,
like,
ass ideas.
It would just be just a... It would be more just to kind of say we did it, and kind of like also the challenge of doing it. I think it would be cool.
I want to make something that you and I laugh at when we watch it back. Like, we watch it and we're proud of it and we just laugh our ass off.
Like, the editing would be like... I just feel like I don't know, you'd... It's not, you wouldn't just want to make a comedy. Like, I would want to make a comedy that really kind of has it hones in our humor. Like, we're like, okay, this is what we want to do with what we've kind of been known for and what we love to do. And I want to inject that in whatever we create.
I'd love to do a stylized comedy where it's like stylized
Edgar
after a certain...
It's just top of the bar.
Mm. No. Dude, for a split second, I thought you were laughing that hard at it. I was like, whoa.
No, the first bit, the second loud part was me making fun of myself.
Well, that's classic.
But it was a generous and legitimate laugh.
I've done that before where it's like, I'll laugh too hard at first. So it's like, oh, so now I'll laugh extra hard to make fun of myself so people know I'm aware, but then I'll do it around the wrong group of people and then everyone's just quiet. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Oh, so you just look like a dude, but it's like, ha. You're just quiet. That's happened to me before. It's uncomfortable.
That's me slapping the arm of the chair. Why do I do that? Why do you do that sometimes when something's funny? You're just like...
It's like you have extra energy. It's like, fuck.
I know. You just... It feels good to
like
laugh.
Like, that's the whole thing about knee slap. Yeah. You know? When you tell a knee slapper, you gotta slap your knee. I've noticed if I take an edible and then laugh really hard at something, I hit things extra hard when I'm laughing, when I've taken edible. It's like I can't express enough laughter, so I'll be like,
I'm loving edibles.
And I'll slap
right
my
now.
Fucking leg until it's red.
Edibles are like my main go-to right now.
You don't want to smoke, bro. I mean, you got to have those healthy lungs right now.
Yeah.
Edibles are getting me through this rough time of staying at home and doing absolutely
nothing.
I have
one more bag of Smokies left, and then they're gone.
I got sand in my phone case.
Why? Where'd you get sand from?
I don't know. But my phone case.
Where did sand come from? Did you go to the beach?
No, I have not been to the beach in ages.
Did you go to Santa Monica when you weren't supposed to?
No.
You're supposed to be distancing?
No, dude, I have stayed indoors. I don't know where the sand in my phone case came. Maybe it's not sand. Maybe it's just...
There's no traffic, but there's still, like... It's not deserted in LA.
Not yet, yeah. And I wonder if it will get to that point.
I doubt it. There's way too many people in LA.
People staying out. I saw some rumor that there were cops in mid-city pulling people over and asking why they were out. And
fake,
if they didn't deem it necessary, they give you a $400 ticket.
Fake news.
Because I couldn't see that happening. Because when someone told me about that, I was like, there's so many cars out right now. How would they?
I looked into it. And like, I think the actual LAPD was like, hey, we have no reports of this happening and we're not telling any of our police officers to do that. So if you could please send us a picture of the ticket so we can get to the bottom of this.
Some people are saying it could have been a scam, like people posing as officers.
Yeah, but the person
over.
Never like sent the picture of the ticket, supposed ticket they got, I think.
Wow, someone's trying to get some likes on Twitter by making up bullshit.
No, that's the thing. It's the same thing with Reddit. Like when you go to Ask Reddit, and you hear like this story. I mainly read it more of kind of like a, it's guilty pleasure, like indulgence. Like I can't honestly believe everything I read on like a website.
Well, half the shit on Ask Reddit, I guarantee, is people bullshitting. So,
which is sometimes they make good stories. Yeah, and it's entertaining. That was interesting to read.
Not me, but a friend.
Or like r/relationships. How many of those are just like people like that are kind of honestly just not out of it, but that just kind of went a little off the rails and created this fake, just this kind of like, oh, if I had this problem and I can get these people, like, I feel
it's like catfishing.
There's something about like creating your own reality. I feel like it gives a lot of people control. Those who may not have control in their like some way and facet in their own life, I think they're more inclined to lie.
I saw
like
people
that.
Catfish.
Yeah,
because I think that it's the whole and I've watched a lot of catfish, so I'm a bit of an expert on this. I think it's like they don't like who they are, so they create like another person that they feel like they can be, and then get a lot of enjoyment out of living as like a second person that's not themselves.
There's
when they
people
take it
who are
far.
Malicious, though.
Oh, absolutely.
And
yeah.
it's like they're still going after the same kind of thing, which is power, but it's more of like a very venomous style.
Yeah, catfishers suck. If you're doing that, that's horrible to do to somebody. Don't do that. Please, 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 please be nice. Just be yourself. People will love you for who you are.
There's too many middle school girls and boys that, I don't know. You and I have had this conversation. We just feel like middle school like boys and girls are kind of like the worst when it comes
some
to
some of the meanest people.
When it comes to having a moral compass, there's like
no. ISIS. What about ISIS, Ryan?
Well, that's why ISIS, they throw a bunch of kids into a warehouse and make them kill captives so they can desensitize them, because when you desensitize a kid, they're fucked for life. You can't come out of that. You don't come out of that. There's no way you can.
No. Yeah, like, well, I mean, if you're killing as a kid, you're pretty fucked.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's just because I feel like at such a young age, you're removing such a barrier that most people have. And once that barrier is gone, I feel like it's hard to get it back. Like, if you grew up killing people...
Well, certain they also grow up in a society where it's like they, I guess there's like a huge, there's swaths of groups that are just kind of like, that is the lifestyle for some reason.
Would you say they live in a society?
Yeah. Well, I'm saying like, in a way, yeah, I am saying it because the goal is to achieve a form of empathy, like a societal empathy to where... people are still responsible for themselves, but people are looked after and thought of. And I think when you aspire to that, like that's where you see kind of like developed nations, and then more underdeveloped nations will have a huge root in crime and violence. You think of like a lot of countries in South America or in the Middle East, for example.
Yeah.
Where... It is like kind of like, hey, that's my life. Like for them, they're fighting for something.
Right, you know? Right.
For here, if someone's fighting for something, it's a racist with a tiki torch.
Yeah.
Or luckily nothing as of recent really has come about like it, but it'll be some gun nut with a bomb, like the Unabomber. Or something like Waco, Texas, where like there's a lot of people that fight. You know, it's more like that, like confined cases. But in more kind of rural countries, there's more room for that the unempathetic to breathe. But then you can also make the argument for, you know, when you get up to the root of like when you think of an empathetic society and when they have a government, empathy is then lost in the higher ups for the lower.
Yeah.
So there's always a lack of empathy, but whether it turns into violence or corruption is dependent on kind of, I feel like the monetary status of the nation, I guess.
Right, right. That was all very, very intellectual.
And yeah.
Probably very
stupid.
But
I'm just talking out loud to my friend.
No, and I'm listening.
No, I know. I'm just making sure that when people are listening, that I'm not trying to have a like, I'm not trying to pose as like a scientist or something. So if I get something wrong or I sound stupid, it's probably because it's stupid and I'm a stupid dude talking to my friend.
Can I be honest with you?
What?
And it's not your fault at all. Halfway through that, I went into this weird trance-like state.
Yeah.
And the past 3 minutes of my life have just, I can't remember anything. I was just, did you see during that? I was like.
Yeah. We were just talking about, I guess I was just making the point about empathy and how in depending on kind of the thriving or non-thriving of a nation of how it embeds itself in either, I guess, violence or corruption.
Okay. Yeah. No, really, I got it. I'm not being like, yeah. I like people. My favorite thing is like the comments I've
seen. Or violence and corruption, Matt.
What?
Like in Mexico.
What about the people that think I'm a legitimate sociopath because it's like, you know, he lost his sister's wedding footage, doesn't even care, just jokes about it, deleted Jackson's Animal Crossing, Tom. I think he's a legit sociopath. It's like, thank you, armchair analysis of my psyche.
Thank you, because I've been thinking the same thing. And
Don't feed this.
I see people say it, the more I become inclined to throw him away in a loony bin. Hey, he's a socialist.
Dom was in the elevator with me, and he was trying to say he's antisocial, and he's like, "Hi, I'm very antisocialist." And I was like, "You're what?" He's like, "I'm antisocialist." And I was like, "Oh, you don't like socialism?" He's like, "Well, I'd like talking to people." I was like,
"Oh, antisocial."
He's like, "Oh yeah, oops,
oof, oh, my God."
I love Don.
Oh, biscuits.
Is that just him eating biscuits?
Yeah,
Don laying in bed with a biscuit.
He just noticed a hot plate of biscuits.
Oh, biscuits.
Oh fuck! I spent too much time baking the biscuits. I forgot to draw the thumbnail. Oh shit!
That's our impression of Don baking too many biscuits and forgetting to draw the thumbnail. Yes. Well,
so thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in to this episode. Send Don your best biscuits in the mail,
please.
And because we don't pay him, so it'd be good if he could get some form of compensation.
Yeah. Subscribe to our Patreon if you want.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to help support us. That's but also remember, we are in a time of economic strife. So if that's affecting you to the point where you need as much income as you can get, or you need to start saving, feel free to cancel that, because we want to make sure y'all are good.
It'll still be there.
We're fine.
Yeah, and it'll still be there. All that stuff on Patreon will still be there once the pandemic ends.
So you can just renew it back up, and you wouldn't have missed a thing. You get to binge then on content once everything's back in order.
Yeah, but for the people that are still sticking with us through this, thank you so much. It helps pay our employees. It helps pay for health insurance. It helps pay for the taxes and the company and everything. So thank you guys so much. We will see you next week in next week's episode.
Yep, see how things have changed since we recorded this one.
Hopefully not too bad.
Yeah. We'll see. Goodbye.
Goodbye.